Hi, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the National Academy. I'm Marshall Price. I'm the curator of modern and contemporary art here. And I'm sad to say this is going to be the last review panel that I'm introducing because I'm moving on in a couple weeks to another position at the Nasher Museum at Duke University. So I've been here for the beginning of the review panel 10 years now almost, and I'm sad to be leaving on some level, but I'm very pleased to have been here for as long as I have and get to know David, the review panel originator and moderator. So David, thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, I think the thanks are to you, Marshall, for really bringing the contemporary spirit to this venerable ancient institution. And it's a big loss for New York City, but a major gain for North Carolina. Just don't forget to register to vote.
Thank you. It's really wonderful to see so many people out on such a cold night. Thank you for braving the elements. We would like to thank New York State Council on the Arts and the Department of Cultural Affairs for helping to support the ongoing programs here at the Academy, and I would encourage you to try not to miss the final days of See It Loud, the current exhibition that's on view. Sunday is the last day, so I hope that you'll come and see it if you haven't. It's a wonderful exhibition of overlooked and underrepresented painting from the 60s and 70s to today. So please come and see that if you can. And now, for the last time, at least my last time, I'd like to introduce the moderator of the review panel, David Cohen, who is also the editor and publisher of the online magazine artcritical.com. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to David, who will introduce tonight's panelists. David.
Thank you very much indeed. And allow me shamelessly to extend my own gracious Marshall's gracious introduction and say of myself also that I'm the curator of an exhibition currently showing at Zorsha's studio, Come Like Shadows, for which a panel has been organized taking place pre-Super Bowl on February the 2nd, co-moderated with Thomas Noskowski on the subject of, the title is Fixities and Fixations on Moving Moments and Screen Icons, with four of the artists in the exhibition, Angela Dufresne, Ina Swansea, Dawn Clements, and Duncan Hanna. Details to be posted at Art Critical. It's going to be my pleasure in a moment to introduce this evening's panelists. Tell me, who is here at the review panel for the first time? Anybody? Ah, marvelous, fantastic. Well, it's always lovely to see some new faces amidst returnees as well. For your sake, and just to remind others of the format, its simplicity itself, we've all been to see four exhibitions, those up there. Many of you will have been to see them too, because they're posted ahead of the event. And we will show brief PowerPoints of the exhibitions. We'll show two, discuss two, hear from the audience about two, repeat the exercise, and then brave the cold night air afterwards. So that is the review panel, which is then ably recorded for us by Isaac Durfel, thanks to him, and it's then posted and podcast at artcritical.com, where you can hear the whole series with one or two sad omissions, but well over 50 review panels, almost 60, I think, at artcritical.com, going right back to the first and feisty event with Ken Johnson, Jerry Saltz, and Maureen Mullarkey. So this evening's guests from my far left are two returnees and one neophyte. We have Christian Viveros Fone, who's art critic of Village Voice. Christina Key, a painter based in Brooklyn and an art writer. She writes for artcritical.com, among others. And Rag Vartanian, who is the founder and editor of hyperallergic.com, the only serious rival to artcritical.com in town. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a distinguished panel.